Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Studio Diaries. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Good morning. Rising and shining. Subhanallah. A lot has happened and a lot is happening and a lot is happening always. Our perception is so limited, subhanAllah. But as I was saying that sentence, I realized there's always a lot happening. Did you know every single snowflake that falls, it's snowing outside? Every single snowflake is a unique one. And there's no repetition of the designs of the snowflakes. That's just a thought. But subhanAllah, I made some big decisions are going to come through, inshallah, in 2025. And it's so fascinating because I've been thinking about this decision for over a year. And I've been hesitating to take the leap. And I finally decided yesterday to take the leap. Bismillah. Soon enough, inshallah, I'll be able to share with you what that leap is. Ooh. Okay, so I took that leap, and the funny thing was, at first it was so exciting, buzz, exciting, and then after a while, you start to think, like, fear started to creep in for me. Some thoughts of like, oh, what if this happens? Oh my God. What if I can't handle it? Oh my God. And I realized that's just such a normal part. And before, I would take those thoughts like seriously, the fear thoughts. But now I just take them like as input. Okay, yes, those are thoughts. And then they go away. So yesterday, I wasn't expecting the fear to creep in so quickly, but it did. But before, instead of suffocating me and holding on to me and me thinking about it all day long, I just looked at it and I said, yeah, that's just what it is. And then I said, وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever puts their trust in Allah, Allah's enough for them. And then I remembered also Allah saying, "Inna Allaha yuhibbul mutawakkilin." Allah loves those who put his trust in him. I don't think we appreciate those words enough. Like, you putting your trust, you not knowing what to do, and then putting your trust in God. You feeling fear, being afraid of something, and then putting your trust in God is a reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. Like, that's an avenue of love. Like, that's a way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. So every single day we're walking around with these thoughts of like, oh, I don't know, this anxiety got us by our necks, you know. And all of that is an avenue for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love us. If you just say, yeah, Allah, I'm scared, I don't know what's gonna happen, but I put my trust in you. And I swear to you, wallahi, no one ever gets disappointed when they put their trust in Allah. And to this day, I have never been disappointed by putting my trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have only been amazed. Like, I'm just scared of something. I don't want that thing to happen. That would be it, right? Like when I was producing the Digital Sisterhood podcast, I just didn't want to fail, right? And for me, failing was that I wasn't going to put out the story in a way that would honor the guest. That was failing to me, right? And I remember just putting my trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and saying, Allah, I'm scared I'm going to do it wrong, but there's nothing I could do about that. I'm limited, but I put my trust in you, Ya Allah. And then what did Allah do? Allah took that He doubled it, tripled it, multiplied it, sent it to the stratosphere, to the point where people say that, oh my God, you told my story well, but oh my God, you have transformed my life. You have really honored my story in a way that I didn't even think possible. Like, that's what people said. And then other people got, like, their life transformed by it. So this morning, if you woke up with a little fear, anxiety, you're scared something is going to go wrong, just say, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Say, Tawakkaltu ala Allah. Say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And all of those are words in which you put your trust in God. You put your trust in Allah. And Allah will show you how He handles things. Like, you know, if you were to hire a celebrity, you know, assistant. Like, they are so good at their job that the world knows about them. They can handle whatever it is that you throw at them, right? Are you ever going to worry that something is going to get done? No, you're going to trust them and be like, oh, here, please take this task from me. I know that you can do it well. Take it. Now imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala managing your tasks for you. Just imagine that. That's what putting tawakkul on Allah is. Come on. Come on. I didn't think this was going to turn into some motivational speak, but I can only speak from experience. Like, wallahi, when you have fear, it's an avenue for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love you. When you have doubts and you're like anxiety, you say, Allah, tawakkaltu ala Allah. Oh my God, ya ilaha illallah, I'm giving it to you. Just hand it to Allah. These days, you know how, you know, in therapy, they say you have to feel your emotions, or, you know, if you keep running away from your emotions, like, they'll always keep chasing you. The only way to stop them from chasing you is just to stop and actually just give them the time of day. And so now it's like whenever fear creeps in or an immense sadness that I can't handle, I just pretend like I'm holding it in my hand and it's a little something, and then I just lift it up to the sky and I say, here, ya Allah, you hold this one for me. I'm giving this feeling to you. you take care of it for me. And subhanAllah, without even knowing, you start to see your life transform. And the other thing is, like, I'm always fascinated by how forgetful I am. Like, just by nature, subhanAllah, as a human being, we're forgetful. But I feel like I forget because, you know, you be making hardcore dua. I be making hardcore dua. Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah. And then after that, you know, intense need to get it out of me, get it out of my system is gone. I'm no longer making dua for this. But I start to see it in my life and the perfection in which things align. Subhanallah is divine perfection. The timing is divine. Don't mess with it. I can't wait to tell you guys about the leap that I took and the changes that are coming for this upcoming year. Alhamdulillah. That's all I could say, wallah. Alhamdulillah. The words, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There's no transformation. There is no transformation, no strength, no nothing, except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except through Allah. It's so true because I haven't transformed anything myself. But God just guided me. And He's still guiding me towards the places I need to be at. Subhanallah. I love, 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 love living life with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm gonna read some verses. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون هو الذي خلقكم من طين ثم قضى أجلا وأجل مسمى عنده وأجل مسمى عنده ثم أنتم تمترون وهو الله في السماوات وفي الأرض يعلم سركم وجهركم ويعلم ما تكسبون وما تأتيهم من آية من آيات ربهم إلا كانوا عنها معرضين فقد كذبوا بالحق لما جاءهم فسوف يأتيهم أنباء ما كانوا به يستهزئون فسوف يأتيهم أنباء ما كانوا به يستهزئون All praise is due to Allah, who created the heavens and the earth and made the darkness and the light. Then those who disbelieve equate others with their Lord. It is He who created you from clay, then decreed a term and a specified known time to Him. Then still you are in dispute. And He is Allah, the only deity in the heavens and earth. He knows your secret and what you make public, and He knows that which you earn. And no sign comes to them from the signs of their Lord, except that they turn away therefrom. For they had denied the truth when it came to them. But there is going to reach them the news of what they used to ridicule. These are verses Surah 6, Ayah 1, 2, 5. Surah Al-An'am. Surah Al-An'am is a very fascinating surah. Allahumma barik. Ayyhal. Read your adhkar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'll see you in the next episode. This has been Studio Diaries with Muna Sheikh Umar. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you.